MDs get money. NDP gets an election boost. The announcement provides hope for many that our long-standing medical problems may lessen. And if you are an NDP fan, you might want to dust off that NDP button and get happy, because the government probably just won the next provincial election. Governments are often elected based on major issues, and the medical mess in BC has been the main one. The BC government has just moved this issue off the front page, and once again shows money can solve most problems, and about $750 million can also buy an election win. And the sweet thing about it for the NDP, the Liberals can't criticize it. With a huge financial package to be paid to BC teachers and several other government employees set to receive big bonus pay packages, it's going to be a painful period for BC taxpayers. The BC government is buying the next election win, and you and I will pay for it. Jim Lawing Sonich. Thanks, Adrian Dix, for the doctor deal. The new deal for doctors is definitely good news and a right step to resolve the family physician shortage in British Columbia. Health Minister Adrian Dix deserves praise in trying to help family physicians to stay in practice. It also helps in taking in new patients if a family physician wants to increase their practice and work extra hours. However, as this is the beginning of overhauling a stalemated health system, it also requires careful future succession planning for continuous family practice services for the future generations. Stats Canada reports that Greater Victoria has gained 10,000 new residents since the last count. The new residents would require family physicians and health services. The same is probably true for other areas in BC. It is important to keep that in mind and make it easy for physicians to move to BC and set up a practice. Nevertheless, it is one more step in the right direction and welcome news. Mano Sandhu. Victoria left in the lurch without healthcare. I have always been so grateful to live in this country, province and city, and know we are privileged to all be here. However, I am writing to express my disappointment and dismay with the healthcare system that I used to brag about. My doctor retired and I went on a list for acceptance as a patient in my catchment at an urgent and primary care center on December 25, 2021. I was told it would be a year wait. I tried contacting the center to see where I stood on October 25, but there was no option to speak with anyone, so I visited in person. I was told at that time that Island Health had taken over the list and to call 811 to find that information. I did so and was informed that I was not on any list for a doctor. When I contacted the center to ask what had happened, they told me that they had not received any notice of the initial Island Health takeover either. If I had not been proactive, I would never have found this out. So now I wait for another 1 or 2 years to be accepted somewhere to see a nurse practitioner and maybe a GP? What genius came up with this system? I am 72 years old and relatively healthy, but have not seen a doctor in person for nearly 3 years, factoring in COVID. I am not alone in this predicament, and certainly did not expect to spend my senior years left in the lurch by the healthcare system of a first-world province. Christine Pierce, RRP, RVP Vocational Rehabilitation Consultant. Victoria Grandma got run over by a reindeer? Of course, that's the grandkids' favorite Christmas song. On Monday, when I was minding my own business, slowly winding my way through the uplands, I spotted two bucks in a headlock on the boulevard. I slowed down to a crawl because you never know what those aroused fellows are going to do. The next thing I knew, one of them was bounding towards my car, jumped right over and across my windshield, which miraculously did not break, although there was one visible hoofprint mid-windshield as proof of my near-death experience. Anne Christensen. Victoria working toward better governance. Re. Governance report had little impact in Victoria, letter, November 1. The reference to the 8 candidates who ran under the Better Victoria banner gives the impression those 8 candidates, myself included, were running together. We were not. While I and others were endorsed by Better Victoria, under no circumstances was I or any of my fellow candidates under anyone's banner. Only the Viva Victoria candidates ran together as an elector organization. Better Victoria is one of a number of third-party sponsors, as set out by Elections BC, with all kinds of restrictions on what these organizations can do and spend. However, I truly don't know much about them because they weren't part of my campaign and I never once sought out their support nor endorsement. To my surprise and delight, I ended up being endorsed by many people, and at the doors I was told I was on many people's informal list. And while I only had a few discussions with voters about governance, or the MNP report, which I read months ago, I'll bet most if not all my council colleagues will be anxious to look at the 30 MNP recommendations to see which ones we want to implement to run our city and council meetings better. If residents of Victoria are looking for effective policy decisions, such good decisions are rarely made at 1 a.m. or after being given 800-page reports for meetings. Good governance might not be sexy, but without it, you won't have the kind of council you voted for. Stephen Hammond, Victoria. You can never know what that dog will do. Dogs are not a species we should worry about. Letter, October 31. So much talk about dogs in public. Unfortunately, what people are unaware of is that not everyone is a dog owner. I'm saying owner, because it's different than dog lover. I love all animals, but would not keep any animal as a pet. We as humans are the top of the food chain. We run the world, not animals. We cannot understand completely what any animal or pet will do. Every year in Canada, hundreds of people are mauled or killed by pet attacks. They are instinctive. If your dog is well behaved at home, that does not mean it would never attack another animal or a human. So many times we hear of owner responses to their dog attacking someone, he has always been gentle, or, he has never bitten before. Too late to tell the child with their face chewed off. I have been attacked and seen a vicious attack on a child. There was no provocation, just walking by. The one I witnessed was on a leash. I realized that it doesn't matter how strong the handler is, a dog cannot be controlled if it's in its head to attack. If you are attacked or witness an attack, it's normal to be wary in the future. No amount of desensitization, as I have been recommended to do, is going to help. No matter what your fear is, dogs, snakes, spiders, etc., the fear is real and probably will always be with you and will not go away. We live in a world where humans rule, not animals, so to animal owners, keep your pets at home. If you must bring them amongst people, keep them muzzled and chained, and please respect other people's fears and feelings. M.T. Labasqua-Imalt Bamberton industry threatens the inlet with no environmental studies and very limited information to the public. The industrial operations at Bamberton are poised to increase exponentially. The fragile Saanich Inlet is under serious threat. The planned quarry expansion will result in a crater that rivals the top end of Texada Island as part of the sacred Malahat Mountain at Bamberton is clear-cut, blasted, crushed and barged away over the next 40 years. The Malahat Nation also is applying to expand the foreshore lease for use in loading and unloading contaminated soils. A mountain of toxic soil no one else wants is growing on Bamberton lands above John Creek, which drains through Bamberton Provincial Park. The damage to Saanich Inlet from the leaching poisons from this dirt heap will be irreversible. By the time the mess is assessed, the leaseholders will have taken the money and run, leaving the taxpayer to pay for the cleanup. The health of the salmon, eagles, transient whales and the thousands of people who live in the area is at risk. Please speak out, call your MLA, call the Environment Ministry, help stop this travesty. John Porter Willis Point Bamberton projects are a test for E by Saanich Inlet as an ecological jewel that must be protected for future generations. It is a candidate for a federal marine protected area. However, the establishment of a contaminated soil dump and a fourfold expansion of the quarry at Bamberton are completely at odds with this reality. Surely there is a way of providing economic development at this location without polluting the inlet and damaging the environment. The new EB government needs to show where it stands. Jean Grant Willis Point. A quick question on government contracts. Can anyone tell me if, in the short history of our nation, there has ever been a government contract that has ended up being on time and on budget? I suspect I already know the answer, but would be interested to know the details if such a unicorn exists. Len Defoe Nanus Bay. Send us your letters, email letters to letters@timescolonist.com, mail. Letters to the Editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road. Victoria, BCV9A6X5, submissions should be no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.